We welcome you again in another episode with Heroes of Faith with our beloved Bishop of Greece, Bishop Yusuf. We welcome you, Sayyidina, in this episode. As we keep talking about those heroes of faith in the Bible and even in our history, Christian history, church history, I would like to point out a character today that really have a lot to talk about. He's a prophet, and he was a disciple to a greater prophet. But in his life, we can see a lot of points of very strong life and attitude of faith. I'm sure Sayyidina Yani, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Joshua. Joshua is the one who continued to be a disciple for Moses, the prophet, for a long time before he carried all the people of Israel to the promised land. Talk to us, Sayyidina, about discipleship. How to be a good disciple in our church from the life of Joshua.
Discipleship is a person who follows his master and trying to be in the image of his master. It is not only learning from him, from his knowledge or from his information, but he is growing into the image and the likeness of his master. As St. Paul actually told us, imitate me as I imitate the Lord Jesus Christ. And Joshua was a very good example of imitating Moses, living his life, sitting at the door of his tent, following him, watching him, doing exactly as his master. And here I recall what the Lord Jesus Christ taught us about the discipleship. And actually he told us that three things we need to do in order for the grace of the Holy Spirit to work us and to change us and to transform us to be in the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. The first thing, the willingness to obey God more than anybody else. The willingness to deny myself, to deny any advice I get it from anybody, as long as it is not according to the will of God. Only the will of God to be done in my life. And actually in real discipleship, the disciple should be willing to completely deny his own will and to follow the will of his master, as Joshua did. The second thing is to the willingness to suffer. You know, to deny yourself and to follow your master completely, this is not an easy task. And that's why the Lord told us, unless you are willing to carry your cross, you cannot be a disciple. And the third requirement is to stay away from any distraction. When he told us about, you know, unless you forsake all what you have, you cannot be my disciple. Because money, pleasure, worries, anxieties, all these can be distractions and prevent the person from imitating and following the example of his master. And I think Joshua is a perfect example in these three things. You know, he followed the instruction of his master, Moses, even when everybody, the 10 spies, except Caleb ibn Yefunneh and Joshua, everybody said, no, we cannot take the land. But his faith in his master and his faith in God, you know, said, no, we will be able to take the land. Of course, when he sent, Moses sent him as a spy, he risked his life, but he was willing to risk his life and to carry the cross, to suffer. And he did not allow any distractions to distract him from following the Master and doing the will of God.
Even before Joshua became a disciple for Moses, he had the foundation of faith in him, which appeared in the story when he went as a spy with Caleb. But he actually flourished and was able to increase that kind of faith by being a disciple. He has a big faith from the beginning, but at the same time, he stayed with his master all the time to rise this level of faith in him and to learn from his master as he goes.
And Joshua was not only a disciple to Moses, but more importantly, he was a disciple to the scripture and to the law, the word of God. If you read chapter 1 in the book of Joshua, after Moses died, Joshua felt overwhelmed by this great responsibility. And the Lord told him, you know, if you keep reciting in the will of God and don't deviate from it, either to the right or to the left, but you abide in the word of God, in the law of God, you shall prosper. I am with you, you know. And because I have here a concern, if we are disciple to human being, but this should be within our discipleship to God and to His word. Because as St. Peter said, it's ought to obey God more than men. So his discipleship to Moses was in the scope of his discipleship of God through his word and through the law as a commandment.
With this Sayyidina, the life of Joshua gives us a practice that everyone, would you recommend that every one of us would look for someone, only one, to follow his steps, to see if they match together or they can learn from each other. Everyone in service, and even me as a priest or a servant or a child, he should look for someone to follow all his steps. I think this was the practice in the monasticism and in all our monastic life. We see teachers and disciples. They go all the way. Do you think this is a practice that we should look for?
Actually, it is not only a monasticism. It is in the church. The relationship between any Christian and his confessor father should be a relationship of discipleship. Mm-hmm. Because the spiritual father disciplines his son, and the son actually grows into the knowledge of Christ and the love of Christ through his discipleship to his confessor father. Because how I learn about God, how I learn how to pray, how I learn how to study the scripture, how I learn how to worship the Lord, I learn this from my spiritual father. Mm-hmm. And the more I am faithful in my discipleship to my confessor father, the more I will grow easily in my spiritual life. And here I like to recall what Sheikh Rouhani, the spiritual elder, said. He said, be very careful in choosing your spiritual father or your confessor father, lest you fall in the hand of a patient instead of a hand of a physician. Mm. But once you choose him, do not allow doubts to enter your heart. Because this one of the techniques that Satan used to start casting doubt in my heart about my spiritual father, and then I will not follow his discipleship. I will not follow his example. So maybe just I go and confess, but without real discipleship to him. And this would be a big, big hindrance to the growth of the Christian or the believer. That's why we should be very careful first in choosing our spiritual father. But once we choose him, as the spiritual elder said, we should not allow any doubt to enter my heart concerning him.
So this will keep us all in one unity, and we go in one track, and we go over the steps or on the same steps of our fathers, which kept the church until this time on the same track without being astray.
And actually, St. Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, he spoke about you yourself should be a disciple, then you have to be able to make disciples, and then you should teach your disciples the ability to make disciples. So the spirit of discipleship
continues.
Will continue from generation to generation. And what was the great commission of the Lord Jesus Christ to the apostles? Go and make disciples. So the true Christian should be a disciple. And we as a servants, our calling is to make disciples. Disciples for Christ to grow in his image and his likeness.
Thank you, Sayyidina. This is a great point that if we learn how to be disciples, I'm sure we will stay in the same track as all our old fathers. We thank you, Sayyidina, for being with us today. And we thank you all for following us in this episode. And if God was able to make out of Joshua a hero of faith, he can make out of you also a hero of faith.